You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's dive into three forces shaping money decisions as March draws to a close here with the help of Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial, who brings us context many a Friday. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, David.
How does a person like yourself who watches the economy and financial markets look at this first ever criminal charges for a former U.S. president?
With a little bit of trepidation, I think, and mostly because I'm not sure this is a market-moving story yet, but presidential election cycles definitely are market-moving stories. So the question now is, will this somehow affect the way the race plays out over the next year and a half?
The argument is, if this indictment energizes Trump's base of supporters, this could delay the emergence of a frontrunner for Republicans next year.
Well, that's right. And it comes at a time when the other leading contender, DeSantis from Florida, is a little lower in the polls than he was a month or two ago. And no one else has really emerged yet at the top level in this race. So it's a test of that old maxim. Any publicity is good publicity. We'll see.
Change of topic here. We're getting to the very end of the first quarter of the year. Time to look back. I just did the math on the S&P 500 index. As of this morning, it's up 5.5% for this quarter.
Which is really pretty amazing, considering the mood we were in when the year began. I don't know if you remember this, but we had some really weak data in November and December. The majority of Americans expected a recession, according to polls. Then we got some really strong data in January. 500,000 jobs, 3% rise in retail sales, and the picture changed completely. We're now tracking really solid, maybe even 3% growth in the first quarter. And the stock market is priced accordingly.
You're also tracking the movement of money following this banking mess, people taking money out of sometimes smaller banks. Their impulse is, in some cases, to put into bigger banks perceived by some depositors as safer. What are you seeing?
I think this is a much bigger story than it gets credit for. And in the sense that there have been hundreds of billions moved, particularly from small banks to bigger ones. Small banks excel at making small business loans. They are the lifeblood of small and mid-sized companies. They can't make loans on terms that are as good if their deposit base shrinks. I think that the primary risk from this whole fiasco is not more bank failures, because there is now adequate backstop to keep the banks running. The issue is, can they continue to make loans on good terms? And if they have to tighten those terms, is it significant enough to cause a credit crunch, something that would actually crimp growth going forward?
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Always good to touch base on a Friday. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.